For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. Around 67 Palestinians were murdered overnight in an Israeli airstrike that targeted Rafah, Gaza's southernmost town and the only designated safe zone. There is now overcrowding in the region, and many live in tents with little to no access to food, water, and medicine, yet humanitarian aid groups remain blocked by Israel. The Israeli army is justifying their attacks with the claim that there are Hamas groups present within Rafah. Israel also declared its plan to evacuate the city, leaving those in Rafah with nowhere to go. As of today, nearly 30,000 Palestinian civilians have been killed. It's finally confirmed. Canada and Mexico will each be hosting 13 games for soccer's 2026 World Cup, while the United States will be hosting 78 games, including the final one. The tournament will begin on June 11th in Mexico City. Vancouver will get 7 matches, while Toronto will get 6, including the first one in which Canada's national team will be participating. The cost for preparation remains unclear, but we know for certain that no new stadiums will be built. Vancouver will renovate BC Place, and Toronto will be adding around 15,000 temporary seats to the 30,000 at BMO Field. In 2021, Montreal withdrew from the bidding to be a host city for the tournament after the Quebec government refused to provide funding due to concerns surrounding possible budget overrun. According to Ken Sim, the mayor of Vancouver, the cost to host will be rewarded by the economic and tourism benefits that will emerge. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify. Suddenly, submarine, I woke up from a dream and I thought all of my suffering, all of my routine. First I saw it in the water. Suddenly, submarine, I woke up from a dream. It doesn't matter if you add it up. It doesn't matter if you add it up. Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
All right, living in the city. That's my old show. Ready Made taking over. Today is Valentine's Day. I was thinking about how I wanted to do a Valentine's Day show. I think I've done one before, but I thought it would just be fun to listen to, you know, some really cheesy love songs. And when I think of Valentine's Day cheese, I think of the 70s. Kind of that like AM soft rock radio sound. So we'll be playing that kind of thing. And I'm staying away from, because I could play some stuff that's like the, you know, some of those songs were huge chart toppers, but I'm going to play some of the underknown artists from that era. And I think a good place to start is Dane Donahue. He had this only one album. I think before that he was he toured with Jesus Christ Superstar and made this album in LA in the 70s, and it has that real like LA session sound. I think there's some pretty well-known players on this album. Maybe people that played on Eagles albums, I can't really remember, but yeah, so this is Woman by Dane Donahue. This is the Valentine's Day show for Living in Ready Made.
You don't have to explain it to me, babe. I feel it coming, just had to let it be. I've seen your cold, cold ways, and you kept me lost in a haze. You're just a hard to hang on to these days. What if you fell in love and got knocked from your shoes? You'd be the first. to come running, crying the blues. I had some crazy notion I could keep it all in motion. They're just a hard to get on to these days. Don't you know? Surely you think by now I got enough.
Es un disco. Sirius.
Tell me what's going on. I don't know anymore what's right or wrong.
Boylan with Tell Me. Before that, it was Woman by Dane Donahue. Yeah, just kind of going through some. I was trying to think of what to do this week for Valentine's Day. And I was thinking, like, okay, I'll play some love songs. Then I kind of realized, like, oh, wait, like, isn't every single pop song a love song, basically? Like, pretty, you know. You know, you get into, like, other genres, but, like, if you're just going for straight, like, top 40 pop or whatever. I mean, that's not what I normally play, but, you know, I was trying to think of, like, okay, what kind of niche could I do? What kind of, like, take on it? I think I've probably done something similar or thought about something similar to this, but yeah, doing sort of, like, 70s session studio cheesy, like, that kind of era. I say it's cheesy, but I like it. I think it fits. Also, it's really fun to, like, drive around too, I find. So hopefully there's some appeal to that if you happen to be driving while listening to this. All right, coming next, you know, keeping in the same vein, it's Byrne and Barnes. I don't know much about them. I guess they were maybe featured on a mix by Royksopp for their Late Night Tales series. But I don't know. I think I just found this through digging through some kind of yacht rocky 70s songs. This is Love You, Have Your Mind by Byrne and Barnes. You listen to Ready Made on CGLO.
For someone better, and if I could, I'd show you how it feels to be insane. I'd break your heart and put it back together. I love you out of your mind. I love you out of your mind. I would take you up to the top and make you star. Tell me you don't want me. Let me hold your hand.
hand and twist your arm and take you home. And I will show you just what happens when you talk.
Est de retour pour sa 10e année consécutive. Du 9 au 17 février, la ville de Québec sera animée par des spectacles et des vitrines de musique émergente de tout genre confondu. Procure-toi ton billet et viens découvrir des artistes éclatés comme Teke Teke, Cat a Shot, Solipsisme, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B et plus encore. Le Focor, c'est le festival qui réchauffe ton mois de février. Visite le phoqueoff.com pour plus d'informations.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO, 1690 AM.
Hey, you're listening to Ready Made. For the ad break, I played Burnin' Barnes with the song Love You Out of Your Mind. Running through some, I guess, 70s love song classics here. Underground classics, maybe we'll say, because it's not like, you know, Hall & Oates. Well, yeah, not like Hall & Oates or like Love Is the Answer or Brandy. Or, I don't know, there's tons of, I wonder what the most famous one. Oh yeah, like Air Supply or something. Skipping those. Going for the deep cuts. And we have Gimme an Inch Girl by Ian Matthews. Ian Matthews, he was part of Fairport Convention in the 60s. And he's released a ton of albums. And I don't know, I came across this one just because I was interested in the whole yacht rock thing. And yeah, I didn't even realize he was part of Fairport Convention. It's kind of an odd like place to go into this sort of, I don't know, you know, it is what it is, but it's just kind of funny to go from Fairport Convention to sort of this like kind of, you know, smooth yacht rock sound. Yeah, kind of interesting. I guess kind of like when 70s artists had to go like new wave into the 80s, like 60s folk artists had to go yacht rock into the 70s to keep their careers afloat. I don't know. Yeah, so it's Give Me an Inch Girl by Ian Matthews. You listen to Ready Made. Let's go.
Thank you.
Robbie Dupree with Hot Rod Hearts. He's better known for Steal Away, a single from his self-titled album. Yeah, I think that's his biggest song. There's a bit of a controversy with it, though, because if you know that song, it has this kind of, it's sort of melody. People thought it sounded a lot like What a Fool Believes, and I guess it sort of started in 1991. This guy, John D'Agostino, for the LA Times, he said it's a blatant, wimpy ripoff of Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins' What a Fool Believes. Pretty harsh. But it's worth noting that Michael McDonald actually never accused Dupree of stealing it. So I don't know. But I played it. I played Steal Away for people, and they're like, oh, yeah, this just sounds, you know, sounds exactly like What a Fool Believes. So I don't know. I kind of hear it, but I don't know. I don't think it's like out and out total ripoff necessarily. But McDonald's legal team sought legal action apparently. So yeah, just a bit of a weirdness there. I was looking at other Robbie Dupree stuff, and I guess in 1987, he contributed a song called Girls in Cars. that's pretty, sounds exactly like Hot Rod Hearts now that I think about it. But it was for Pile Driver, the wrestling album 2. And I guess it was a compilation, like just a mix of like songs maybe that they'd walk out to in for the WWF. But the front cover is really funny. It's just a picture of Hulk Hogan in a hard hat staring at the camera, and he's given this, like, I'm going to smash you look in his eyes. He just looks insane. Yeah, that's kind of funny. All right, now I think we're going to move away from the 70s cheesy love song thing. I'm starting to get my fill of that. So I'm going to play you what I think is just a really good love song. It's by Arthur Russell, and it's from his later compilation, Love Is Overtaking Me. And, you know, a few of those songs, he's wearing the cowboy hat and he's standing on the field. A few of the songs have this kind of like country twang to it. The song kind of does, but it's got a really cool instruments in the background. And you can almost hear like, there's almost like tape whirring sounds or something in the back. Anyway, I'll just let you hear it. This is Habit of You by Arthur Russell. You're listening to Ready Made on CJLO.
When I opened the door and saw you smiling once again, I felt so lucky and so warm inside. I opened the door and saw you smiling even though the snow is blowing, it's so warm inside. I felt like crying, that's all I could do. When I opened the box and saw my orange birthday cake, that's all that's left of mama's birthday boy. Hey, I think I'm falling in love in case you didn't know. What a habit of you. Hard to give up.
they have gone.
Breaks down the lies we tell. free as old confetti.
Are you a student interested in giving yoga a try? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
Are you sick and tired of trying to burn plastic straws on the beach in order to start a fire? You start crying whenever your father tries to talk to you about Martin Rosen's 1978 film Watership Down? Then come on down to Union Farm. We play music ranging from everything to ballet funk, to atmospheric black metal, to neoclassical dark wave, to industrial ambient, and even to chart-topping hits. And remember to leave your kids at home, they're really annoying. Union Farm, every Thursday at 10 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, student. You or your classmates' tuition may be dramatically rising due to the Quebec government's racism-fueled language concerns. Are you frustrated about this? You should be. Your best friend cannot afford the tuition hike. They might have to move back to Manitoba.
Oh no!
That would really suck for them. There's nothing to do there. Don't make your bestie go back to Manitoba. Join the students resisting the tuition hikes. Follow us on Instagram at StudentsQuebec, and get your red squares outside of the CSU office in the Hall building. Together, we can resist the tuition hikes and demand free education for all.
All right, that was When Love Breaks Down by Prefab Sprout. That's before the ads. Before that, I played Caroline Now by Doopies. And at the beginning, I played Habit of You by Arthur Russell. Yeah, so I was sort of moving away from the 80s or sort of 70s power ballad thing and going into what I consider to be good love songs. I mean, that sounds mean, but I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like most people don't like I personally enjoy the yacht rock, like, 70s sound, but maybe it's not everyone's cup of tea. So I thought I'd balance it out with some other things. The Doopies one is kind of funny. I mean, it's a Beach Boys cover, obviously, but it's just a very odd album. It mixes a ton of different genres, like dub, and becomes like orchestrated all of a sudden. And there's like sound collage. There's like one song I thought about playing where like they clipped every single time love is spoken in like a ton of different famous songs, and it's just a barrage of like these little clips, and you like recognize a lot of them, but it's just like love, 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 singing different ways. Yeah, it's cool, interesting album from Japan. And then I originally played Habit of You by Arthur Russell, and I made a comment about the tape squeaking, and it didn't occur to me at the time, but it could just be because of the archival process. Like, they couldn't get rid of, like, the tape squealing sound. But I kind of like it just as, like, an accompaniment to the song. And I honestly, I just thought it was, like, an experimental thing, because Arthur Russell tends to get kind of weird with some of the songs. But I don't know. I'm not sure. It's probably just like an archival thing they couldn't eliminate. But and then, of course, played one of my favorite bands, Prefab Sprout, song "When Love Breaks Down." Pretty sad love song, but it is what it is, guys. Next up is Cyflyer with the song "Slow Fire." Cyflyer, "Slow Fire." That sounds really similar. Yeah, I was going to play this last week, but I couldn't really fit it in, and I think it's a cool song, but yeah, I just think it doesn't necessarily fit into the Valentine's Day theme, but whatever. You guys will like it, I think. This is Cyflyer with the song "Slow Fire" on Ready Made. Listen up.